I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we spoke with Dick Derby. He's one of the key organizers of Project Keep Kids Warm. That's a clothing drive that happens over the next couple of weeks in the western end of Marquette County. We talked to him to find out more about what the clothing drive is all about, who it helps, and how you can get involved. Here's more with Dick Derby.
This will be the sixth annual event for Project Keep Kids Warm, and we certainly want to use this opportunity to reach out to people all over those community areas to start thinking about how they can help and do a small part that actually has huge consequences for families in need.
Well, let's tell them what you are doing, because it's kind of a multi-prong approach. So you've got the sort of the first part of it happening this weekend. What's going on?
Saturday, tomorrow, the 10th. Starting at 10 o'clock from Wesley United Methodist Church in Ishpeming and Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Negaunee, there will be our wonderful army of volunteers, students, and adults from churches and service organizations, Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, will be taking to the streets with about 7,000 Shopko bags with the what hopefully now is a very familiar pink fluorescent label with instructions on how to support Project Keep Kids Warm, and they'll be taking those door-to-door all over those communities. And that wraps up at about noon, and then we ask the public to donate slightly used or new winter clothing for children ages infant to 18, and that collection with that same wonderful group of volunteers will be coming back through the neighborhoods on the 17th, starting at 10 o'clock in the morning, looking for those collections or donations set curbside.
And then after that is all gathered and checked out, then you have a distribution that is always a very popular but also very... I guess maybe, I don't know if rewarding is the right word, but certainly moving when you get these items in the hands of the families and the kids that need them.
Very much so, and we want to use the opportunity, and we'll be talking about this more, I'm sure, in days to come, that event takes place on October 24th, and the Ishpeming Armory will be open at 9 o'clock in the morning for needy families to come in and have a free shopping or distribution day of the clothing that's collected. And there are many, many thousands of items that we're always happy to see go to children that don't have boots and snow pants or jackets as the weather begins to cool, and certainly snow coming right around the corner.
Yeah, what are some of the things that you are hoping to gather? You mentioned boots and things like that. What are you looking for?
Well, all winter clothing, and again, for people who are listening or might need to hear it a couple of times, it's age infant all the way up to 18, and everything is used and everything is in need in those age groups. So snow pants, warm boots, hats, mittens, jackets, gloves are all put on tables and sized according to whether it's a boy or girl, and then in those various age groups.
Dick Derby, one of the organizers of Project Keep Kids Warm, is with us this morning. And, you know, Dick, one of the things we always talk about is that you have volunteers that step up to make this happen. Plenty of people to thank, but you also do have opportunities for people if they still wish to volunteer. And what would be the process for them to get involved with that?
Well, one of the things that we're always looking for are people to help drive and distribute those bags. And anytime there's or even giving, if you say, well, I can't participate that way, but I would like to make a donation or a contribution, and maybe your street gets missed or you don't get a bag for some reason, phone calls or drop-offs at Wesley United Methodist Church in Ishpeming or Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Negaunee, the Salvation Army in Ishpeming, and any one of three St. Vincent de Paul stores, Negaunee, Ishpeming, and Republic, are all tuned in and working together on Project Keep Kids Warm. And so those would be places to go to see how you can help as a volunteer or where you can make a donation.
Volunteers do make this thing really happen. It hits the streets, and you certainly also have folks to thank with that because they've stepped up to help out.
It's a long list, and a number of churches that help. Backing up Emmanuel in Negaunee is the entire Negaunee Ministerial Association. But we have to give special accolades to the students. We really can't do this without a lot of help from youth. And so you have Westwood High School, Ishpeming High School, Negaunee High School, and I always refer to them as our very, very dear friends at Hartman High in Ishpeming. And those kids come out in big numbers to help put the bags out and help the adult drivers get through all the neighborhoods.
So let's give them the information again. What's happening tomorrow that folks need to be aware of?
Well, starting at 10 o'clock, all those people that we're talking about will be distributing about 7,000 bags throughout the Ishpeming, Negaunee, Republic area, and even out in the National Mine. And we have to thank the people out there who are helping as well. Door to door, it's a Shopko shopping bag with a large pink fluorescent label on it that gives all the instructions, the dates, and how to contribute to Project Keep Kids Warm. We're looking for slightly used or new winter clothing, age infant to 18, for needy families in our area for a free shopping day at the Ishming Armory on October 24th, starting at 9 o'clock in the morning.
The bags will be picked up then next week, and I know you and I are working on having you back in here to at least give everybody a reminder before we go into next weekend. But the key is that this weekend they get things going, and if people, I guess, maybe they want to find out more, maybe they want to get involved, maybe they want to volunteer, how can they do that?
Please call Wesley United Methodist Church in Ishpeming or Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Nagani or any of the Salvation Army or St. Vincent de Paul stores, and they can best advise on where additional help is needed.
That's the comments of Dick Derby with Project Keep Kids Warm. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.